You're listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS.
It's 9 o'clock, a little after 9 o'clock. It's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Top Rocker Harley-Davidson in Canoga Park. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides if this band has what it takes to become big and rich and famous, or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on Plan B. Should I stay or should I go? Now, we got some special guests coming here to help us decide if this band's any good. Get them in here. Oh my God! Wait, I'm expecting Steven Adler and
Hi, honey.
Hey, how are you?
Jeff Pilson, and then Sweet James Bergner walks in. Actually, today it's Sweet Jameson.
Sweet Jameson. Bergner. That's right.
I like that.
What's that, man?
I love him.
He's bearded, James, just for you.
Me leaves a leprechaun.
You do exist.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thanks for coming in, man. Did you bring us some goodies?
What do you want?
Oh, my God. You gotta love the guy who goes, what do you want?
Sweet James is the guy goodies. Who can get the job done, whatever
that's
you need.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming in. Sweet James, obviously, a big music fan. He is a major sponsor for Jones' Jukebox, and so all these new music and obscure music, he's like, I'm on top of it.
I love it. I take my rock and roll seriously.
You really do, mm-hmm. And thank you for being a big supporter of the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. But Steven Adler and Jeff Pilsen are supposed to be here. Steven Adler,
the rock stars,
obviously,
are they late?
Former drummer for Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Pilsen, he is right now the bassist for Foreigner, but he's been in Dokken and Dio. I mean, these guys are...
My very first concert, 1988. I still have the stub. Remember when you had concert stubs?
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses opening for Iron Maiden.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Steven Adler's gonna be here.
And he's gonna
I'm
be
excited.
Here. So we're gonna freak out. You're Sweet Jameson today.
Sweet Jameson.
You know what we did?
Do you want a shot?
Yeah, I waited. Oh, I waited this morning to have a shot with you.
When we did our event,
he waited. I mean, you're going to, but like,
I'll wait.
I'll wait till I get there at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Didn't we have when we did our event live at 5, Sweet James? Didn't we have a Sweet Jameson shot or something that was named after you?
It was a Sweet James Bourboner.
Sweet James Bourboner.
Dude, that is magnificent. Are you thinking about coming out with a bourbon?
It's gonna have to happen.
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go in on it with you. Sweet James Bergner.
We're in. Done.
Oh, my God. Sweet right Jameson Bergner. We're probably getting sued, right?
No.
You're a lawyer. We can
I got
go Jameson.
Sweet James Bergner. That's perfect.
Sweet James. All right.
This is the Irish iced tea. Is that what we're doing?
Irish iced tea. Mm-hmm. Jameson. Nothing but the best. Jeez. All right. Here we go, brother.
Now let's take a shot.
Delicious.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Steven Adler was known to party back in the day.
He was.
Should we remove all the bottles and stuff before Steven gets in here? I don't know.
How does that
He just gave me the fingers. Steven, get in here.
Get in here, Steven.
Steven Adler, Jeff Pilsen. They're going to be playing the MS Benefit Concert and Awards Show at the Los Angeles Theater on Saturday, March 26th.
Hey, guys.
Or 25th.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Little green guy.
Hello.
All right, there you go.
Hi, honey.
You can purchase tickets at Ticketfly.com. This is what we had Bill Burr in yesterday for. It all goes to Benefit MS.
Yes. He's bringing gifts.
He's got books and gifts.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Give me the right book.
It's a shameless plug for his mom's book.
I got mine, by the way. Here, to Heidi.
You signed two books to Heidi? That's awesome.
My mom signed two books to Heidi.
There's my Frank. Love your ass.
That's you right there.
Give me this thing. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Happy St. Valentine's Patrick's Day. Holy moly.
Wow.
Have you been listening to the show up until right at this moment?
A bit.
I was going to say, they're here, so probably not.
Because
I'm pretty buzzed.
I was listening to my iPhone. I got, what the hell happened to my chair? I'm drinking. I'm getting short like you do.
Everybody is on leprechaun.
Wait a minute.
You just turned on leprechaun.
Those were real shots you were doing?
Yes.
Those weren't stunt shots?
No.
Oh, okay, wow.
I told the boss they were stunt shots.
Okay. Wow. Wait. This is stunt coffee, so.
Make me big.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for coming in. Dude, so anyways, you know, we're doing this benefit.
Yeah.
It's a Richard Pryor kind of a
award ceremony yeah.
thing. And we got some Nancy Wilson, the beautiful, talented Nancy Wilson. And
debuting her new band.
Yes.
Which is called Roadcase, I believe.
Roadcase?
Yeah, yeah. I think
I think
that's
what
it's called. This should be called Cardiac Arrest.
Yeah. Something heart related.
I mean, if I was going to offshoot a heart, yeah.
Cardiac Arrest.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, our friend Nancy Sales is putting it on.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be at some theater downtown.
Yeah, Steven, I was at the Guns N' Roses show at the Dodger Stadium.
The one I played?
Yes.
Excellent.
You came out. And I don't know if you're being on stage, you understand how the audience reacted to you. But
did you hear
when
it?
You were, yeah. you know, the big screen's on
it's
you.
So
and everybody
cool.
sees Steven Adler out there with Guns N' Roses.
It was great moment.
Everybody great. Went... crazy, dude.
Did
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
I did too, and I came with him.
But it was like, oh my God. It was so awesome.
It was
seeing,
so mad.
Seeing you out there with the band.
I love
again.
Those guys, yeah. and I'm so glad I got to be a part of that with them.
Steven, did it feel like no time has passed? That weird moment of like, wow, this is just like.
It was just like yesterday. It was like 25 years, never happened.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was fabulous.
And it was a fantastic show.
It's the only
show.
Part I didn't like is like you're talking about the audience part, is they make you wear those
ear monitors.
Those goofy ear monitors. And I'm watching the crowd and they look like they're going nuts and really loud. I'm going, I can't hear.
Oh, yeah, you can't hear. That's what I thought. I was like, but
I could see the expression on their faces and that yeah. made everything.
People went crazy for you, Steve. Right,
thanks,
you,
man. That was really great.
And he was great.
Oh,
and when
killed it.
Yeah, and man.
You can't be great and not know you're great.
Wow.
And I know
Mr. Humble.
Steven Adler Esquire.
Wow.
Also, Jeff Wilson's with us from Foreigner. Thank
oh, and
you
him
so much.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Also, him too.
Not quite Dodger Stadium, but okay.
Yeah. But Doc and Dio, Foreigner, I mean, music legends here. Sweet Jameson Bergner has also joined us.
No, he
is an Esquire, he is correct?
Sweet, and he was doing shots already this morning. God bless you,
wow.
doctor.
I'm just trying.
He is a doctor, right?
No, he's an Esquire.
He's a lawyer.
Jurist doctor.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was yes. one of those. He's a lawyer or a
he's
doctor.
He's a doctor of the jury.
You were my first concert. Guns
really?
N' Roses.
Where?
88.
Aerosmith?
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. Oh, in Canada.
This is in Utah, actually.
Okay.
Oh my
so
God!
Sweet James,
are we
is
telling
out
us Steven Adler to remember
no,
anything?
I know, I know. I'm telling you, it's true.
He had it ready. It's what 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
that reminds
awesome.
Me 3 years ago. I'm shit faced by 9.
Over 3 years ago now.
If you want to hear the show unedited, go to fhfshow.com and become a VIP.
Are you beeping my F words? Hey, let me explain to you what. Let me give you all a history lesson on the word F-U-C-K, what it stands for.
All right.
In the olden days, in the king, you know, in England, there wasn't marriages, but when a couple wanted to have a kid, they had to go to the king. And they would have to ask permission. So it's called fornicating under consent of the king. That's what F-U-C-K...
God, that's very convincing sounding.
So I believe it. I don't know if it's true, but that sounds like it makes sense to me.
And S-H-I-T, shit, yeah. you can say that, right?
No.
You got a good attorney that'll
take
care of this mess.
No. He'll take care of it.
I got you, Steve.
S-H-I-T was, they would have to put that on a boat that would haul, they would transport manure from one place to another, and they would leak. So they would have to put S-H-I-T, sewage hold in transit.
Oh, don't follow that.
Yeah.
No, that's a stretch.
That's where those two words
that
came from.
That must be where poop deck came from.
Yes.
I'm wrapping my head around it.
Yeah, a little poop on the deck. Somebody wipe it off.
More Adler facts coming up later. But first we have to decide if this band, this unsigned band, has what it takes to become big and famous rock stars. Come on, you've done this before.
Yeah, I love these.
And you've done this before too.
I don't think I have. Have I?
No, you haven't done the show for
no.
this?
No.
All right.
You, huge music fan, we decide if this band has what it takes to move forward in the music industry or get out. It happens today. 1-800-955-KLOS. The band we're going to talk to today is Tank Farm 2000. What do we think of the name?
Tank Farm.
Before reading anything else, Tank Farm 2000. Is that a great band name or what?
I don't think you need the 2000.
Well, I think it's a tank that fills manure up on a farm that holds 2,000 gallons.
Wow. It's a four-piece.
Today, geez.
It's a four-piece based out of L.A. and plays alternative hard rock originals with influence from Zappa, Hendrix, Sabbath, and Metallica.
Great band.
Grunge and punk, and even a hint of funk and psychedelia.
I love all of it.
Says the music often has many up and down changes with plenty of solos and brash lyrics mixed with melodic choruses.
Do you see these guys'
faces?
You
have no idea what you're going to
hear. These guys look like they have faces of a few friends. Jesus Christ.
They look like bounty hunters.
I hate to run into them in an alley.
You're saying the promotional photo was not a good choice, right?
Well, I would hate to run into them in a dark alley.
I think that's the idea, though.
Yeah,
I think they want it to look like that.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah.
On the phone, we have Matt. He is the vocals on Tank Farm 2000. Hello, Matt.
Good morning.
Hey, Matt.
Say hello
to
Stephen Adler, Jeff Pilson, and Sweet James Bergman.
Oh, here he is on the phone, Matt. Vocals. Okay.
Nice. Hello.
Are you ready for this?
Nice. How long have you guys been doing this whole music thing?
How long? Me and the guitar player have been going for about 25 years.
25 years.
Beautiful.
Here
we go.
Yeah, with the full band, last couple of years.
And at year 10, did you go, should we call it?
Well, we kind of did. We had a little break, but we were friends, so we just would.
Okay. Well, we want to know where the name of the band, Tank Farm 2000. Am I correct? It was a tank on a farm full of manure that holds 2,000 gallons, or what?
Very close. Very close.
Yes. See? Yes.
Okay. Stephen, have you met Leaf the Leprechaun?
I love him.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be doing shots of our decaf coffee after this.
Isn't he great?
He wanted to beat me up.
Wow. Look at
you
go.
I wanted to give you a kiss, and you wouldn't let me kiss you.
Oh.
I kiss,
come on,
guys.
Come over here and give me a big kiss, big boy.
Oh, wait, no.
He's going to kiss the leprechaun.
He's going to get some extra luck today.
He's walking out of the studio.
All right, give me a big kiss. I can feel the love today. Lots of love to give around here.
We got work to do.
When did you get Todd Bridges working here?
What'd you talk about, Stephen?
I broke your headphones.
Yeah. Couldn't you call Arnold to be the leprechaun?
What you talking about, Willis?
Hey, you got any blow, Todd?
Stephen Adler.
Let's do some blogs, some shots. Where's the hookers?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Wow. He is a rock star. That's done.
Wait
until noon.
Absolute rock star.
Wow.
So let's find out if the next band is actually a rock star. It's Tank Farm 2000. We have Matt on the phone. He is the vocalist. Matt, it's a very important decision you have right now. You have two songs that you sent in. Now, it's very important which song you start out with, because if the audience loves the first song, they'll say, oh, Tank Farm 2000 must stay. All right? And then we'll play the second song. But if they don't say you because you should stay, they hate your song, then we won't hear the second song. So what song are you going to start out with?
The FM and the A.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Wait. What's the name of the song?
I can't hear
F M and the A.
Where's the headphones for the guest, folks?
They broke. They broke. Working on it.
I got excited.
He broke them coming over.
He went to kiss the leprechaun.
He broke
them. Popped out.
Got
and
excited.
They broke.
He was so excited to see me.
The microphone popped out, not the rig. The rig did move a little bit.
He is an attractive leprechaun.
The leprechaun
though,
made
you.
The rig move a little.
Oh, why? Thank you.
All right. He's a cutie.
So what is the name of the song again that you want to start out with?
F'em in the A.
F'em in the A.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's their mom's favorite of the whole album.
1-800-955-KLOS is the number. 1-800-955-5567. Tank Farm 2000. Should they stay or should they go?
You work hard, but you ain't getting paid. You kiss her, but you ain't getting laid. When things just don't go your way, sometimes you gotta F them in the A.
Tank Farm 2000.
I dug it. It reminded me of Black Flag, Hanoi Rocks, and Green Day. And I love all those bands. And I thought that was great.
Steven Adler
2000
right there.
Kicks ass. Good for you.
Guns
they fornicate
roses.
Under consent of the king. Awesome.
In the A.
In the A.
No,
A.
I think they take a nice kid from a rectal mother.
Jeff Nelson from Pointer right there.
Nice.
Let's hear from Sweet James Bergner. What do you think?
Oh, stay. You know, that was Power Chords and the Truth, and there was a lot of it there, you know?
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Like the truth. Yeah,
subtlety. A lot of subtlety.
All right, Eric, what do you think?
That was absolute crap.
What do you think, Todd Bridges? What do you think?
Todd Bridges, what do you think?
Wait, he's doing a line. Give him a second.
Yeah. That was garbage.
Heidi, what do you think of Tank Farm 2000?
Listen, I was like, this is a joke at the beginning. I'm like, I can't believe we have rock royalty in here and Sweet James Burger, and this is kind of a joke. And then towards the end, I got all sucked in. I was like, I want to hear it again.
Yeah. I want to hear it again.
And what about Frank's moves? Frank's moves.
If
only the audience could have seen what Frank was doing.
Oh, they're all watching. We've got cameras.
I just hope there's a video to this, right?
Thank God.
All Frank needed was one of those poles, stripper poles. Yeah. Oh, he was getting down.
It was good stuff.
I
loved it, but I'm wasted.
So that means you love it even more. He's telling the truth.
You'll listen tomorrow and you'll
tell the truth.
What did I say, stay tuned? All right, let's go to the phones as they came in. Actually, Leprechaun, what did you think of Tank Farm 2000?
In the ass.
That's awesome. All right, let's go to Justin. He was the first one through. Hello, Justin. What did you think of Tank Farm 2000?
My God. Just by the name of the song, I was at stay. And they started playing, and I went to go.
Oh.
Then at the end of the song, you guys had me rolling, and I'm back at stay. So I think I have to change mine to stay.
Oh, stay.
Justin Timberlake likes it.
Thank you, Mr. Timberlake. All right, let's go to Ben. Hello, Ben.
Heidi and Frank, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that's rubbish. Get out.
Get out.
All right, that's definitely a go. Let's go to Rex.
Knowledge.
Hello, Rex.
Hey, that's the forbidden use of carnal knowledge. F-U-C-K.
All right. Let's go to...
You started something here.
That's a go.
Let's go to Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hey, good morning. Coming to you from the 14, pulled over by CHP on hold for you guys.
Awesome. Hey, I think I know them. Let me say hi to them. I'll get you off. I'm sure I'm friends with those guys.
All right, Justin, stay or go.
I'm going to say, unfortunately, I can't get 2 minutes of my life back. It reminds me of a fraternity theme song, and I'm going to say no.
Oh, another
Justin
go.
Bieber doesn't like it.
All right, so right now we're at 3 goes, 1 stay. It's the best out of 10, so let's go to Ron. Hello, Ron.
Good morning. I say stay. It's my new theme song here at work.
Oh, excellent.
Love
it. Every disgruntled worker. Hello, Adam. What do you say? Stay or go?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
At the beginning, I agree with Heidi. I was like, what the hell is this crap? But then it started kicking in. And I was like, all right, I'm going to start a mosh pit right here in the middle of the freaking street.
That's a stay.
That's a stay.
Adam Lambert from Queen.
Another stay, Adam Lambert. Let's go to Robert Plant on line 8. Robert, what do you say? Stay or go on Tank Farm 2000?
Yeah, I don't think I had enough drink today. Frank, kind of sounded like you and Frosty did in that song. I don't know.
Oh, that's enough out of you. All right, let's go to Miguel. Hello, Miguel.
Hello.
Stay or go?
I say stay.
Really?
All right,
Miguel. Yeah.
Four stays.
I like it.
Four goes is a close race. Let's see what Jennifer has to say. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning. I'm sorry, they need to go.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow, she's a little cranky this morning, aren't you?
Jennifer Aniston. All right, Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer's never been effed in the A.
Oh,
have you, Jennifer? Have you, Jennifer?
Have you felt the finger at least? A little pinky? A little pinky in there?
Come on, Jennifer.
Possibly.
Yes, when you say possibly.
Yes.
Come on, Jennifer. And she still says go. Jennifer, you got to breathe through it. You'll like it next time.
Easy, slow down.
Careful. There you go.
Let's go to Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Stay or go,
Brandon
Tank
Walsh.
Farm.
How you doing, Brandon Walsh?
I loved it, man. I love that hard, goofy stuff. They reminded me of Dead Kennedys.
Yes.
Brandon
Walsh, 90210 loves it.
Breathe through it.
Five stays. We're at 5 stays, 5 goes. The next vote decides the fate.
Really? Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Best of 11.
Decides the fate of the band. Will Tank Farm 2000 be able to succeed and move forward in the rock business? Or will they have to go to Santa Monica Pier and throw all their instruments off here? That's part of the pie print.
No, we do. You got to make a guitar center for Chief.
Are you gonna let them choose?
I'm going to let you choose. All right?
Okay.
because we have Matt on the phone. He is the vocalist for Tank Farm 2000. Is Matt?
Matt Sorum?
Coming.
Matt Sorum, what the hell are you doing up so early? Hey, you know what F-U-C-K stands for?
There's a moment in rock history right there. Yeah,
stands for I love you.
I love you. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you four names. You pick the. You pick your fate. Anthony, Matt, Keaton, or Kathy?
Michael Keaton calls? What do you want, Michael Keaton?
Who do you want?
Matt.
All right, we're going with Matt.
Wow.
Matt, it's all up to you if Tank Farm 2000 continues as a rock band or they stop playing music altogether today. Ooh, so me? What is it? Stay or go?
Take a shot before you say anything.
Stay.
Whoa! Oh, nice. Now, here's the thing. You can continue voting
Matthew
online.
Matthew
FHF show.
He liked it. Wow. Matt Conahay liked it.
FHFshow.com.
Right, he thought it was all right.
Continue
should
voting.
Should I go now?
There you go.
Wow. Beat it.
Continue voting online, FHFshow.com. We combine the online votes with the call-in votes. The bands with the highest percentage of stay versus go get to play Songfest at the end of the year, which Steven Adler's already agreed to play. And Jeff Pilsen has already agreed to play as well.
It's
from
Foreigner. Be huge.
Jeff Pilsen, my rhythm brother, he's right with me too.
James Bergener will be there. It's going to
be
a
what is the relationship between a drummer and a bass player?
We're rhythm brothers.
Rhythm brothers.
You're the bass player for Foreigner.
Yeah, I am.
You know, Guns N' Roses, drummer. Adler, the band, is incredible.
Thank you. He produced it and played bass on it. He's my rhythm brother.
Yeah?
Yeah, very
nice.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Do you guys have something coming up soon besides the
benefit.
And also Jennifer, March 29th, my mom and I are having a book signing at the Grove, 7 o'clock at the Grove.
What's the name of your book?
My mom's book is called Sweet Child of Mine, and my book's called My Appetite for Destruction. And
you guys get those titles?
You know what? Just
came to you.
Just came to us.
Brilliant.
I can't wait to read this.
I told my mom to one day, I said, F-U-C-K. And she said, oh, you're such a sweet child of mine.
How I lost my son to Guns N' Roses.
And the baby pictures of Steven Adler.
I didn't agree on that part, because Guns N' Roses was the best thing that ever happened to me. Okay, I never had so much fun. I lived the dream that I always dreamed of. Every musician that practiced in their room for hours and days and weeks and months and just fantasized and dreamed about being in that band that they loved growing up, like the bands that they loved growing up, I got to do it.
Oh, my God.
So my dreams came true, and I couldn't be more happier, and I appreciate everything. I appreciate my life so much more now.
So you were just drumming in the garage, and your mom's getting
annoyed.
Actually,
I wasn't in the bedroom. My mom threw my drums on the sidewalk one day when I came home from school. So I used to practice at parks, like Gardner Park, Los Angeles Park, empty warehouses.
But you were skateboarding when you met Slash, right?
Yeah, it fell on my head skateboarding.
And so, who came to help you?
Nobody.
I thought Slash came to help you.
No, he just said, dude, you okay?
He laughed.
And I said, yes, I'm fine. But I met him at school a couple of days later. My teacher was chasing me around my classroom. I ran into his classroom. His teacher had his finger in his face saying, you're going to be a bum and a loser your whole life. And I said, we're going to be friends. That's my guy right there. That's my guy.
The sound of band Guns N' Roses. Oh, my God.
That little moment.
Go up to Mulholland, top of Mulholland, set up and play out, and, you know, looking out at the valley or Hollywood. I went up to Griffith Park, the observatory. I used to set up anywhere. I used to have this little blue gremlin my grandma gave me.
You would carry your drums all the way up?
No, I had a little blue gremlin my grandmother gave me, and I fit all the drums in there and just set up everywhere and anywhere just to play. And
still
played with everybody
today.
I could. And, you know, practice and repetition makes the master, so...
That's why Frank's so good at masturbating.
I was just going to say that. He's so good at it. I can even go thumb down.
Oh,
wow.
My favorite thumb down feels like somebody else is doing it. My favorite is when you sit on your left hand and make it numb. You're the old stranger.
You don't have time? Go thumb down. Feels like somebody else is doing it.
I'm going to try that when we get home. I'm going to do it in the bathroom right now.
Not me.
Give me 2 minutes.
That's rock and roll.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. Oh, my gosh. I don't turn myself on that much.
What was that girl? That really pretty girl's name out there?
Sammy.
Sammy, yeah. I'll give Sammy. Just let me look at you for 2 seconds. I'm done.
Sammy. There she is right there. Look at her side.
She's turning several shades of red right now.
No, green.
It's St. Valentine's.
Patrick's Day.
Let's also remember that on the 25th, we got the EMS show. Let's remind everyone of that. Yes, which is going to be insane. I mean, Nancy Wilson's coming. A couple of the guys from Alice in Chains are coming to play with Nancy.
Robert Plant's going to be there.
Richard Pryor.
We got Richard Pryor.
Actually, Bill Burr, who was here yesterday. Bill Burr's going to be great.
Bill Burr is great. Craig Gass. And, of course, Craig Gass. Our buddy Craig Gass.
That's right.
And he can do voices, so whoever you really like, he can do all those.
Maybe Gene Simmons will show up.
Al Pacino
will be there.
He does those.
Paul Stanley will be there.
Christopher Walken.
David Ross, Christopher Walken. Yep. It's going to be a big night.
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison will be there.
Oh, his Sam Kinison is so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Anyways, yeah, it's going to be an amazing show. Doug Pinnick. Who else? I'm forgetting some of the big names.
It's going to sell out quick, though.
Steven and I are doing a gun set, which is going to be amazing.
And one Ramon song. I'm finally going to play another song besides GNR songs.
All right, cool.
It's ticketfly.com.
Gilby Clark. That's what I'm thinking.
Gilby. I saw Gilby the other day. He's on top of it. He's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Saturday, March 25th, get your tickets. Ticketfly.com. It's going to be a magnificent show.
It really is. Comedy,
music. Richard Pryor is getting honored for his lifetime treatment. He had MS, so that's why they're honoring him.
That's right.
He said it saved his life in a weird way. He had a monkey scrotum.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. And by the way, there's also going to be a...
Isn't that a benefit for monkey scrotums?
I do not want to see them on nature shows anymore.
When your grandma gets monkey scrotum, that's when it really hits close.
Yeah, grandma.
It's too close to home.
Wow. There's also going to be a tribute set to artists that passed away in 2016, which is going to be great. Going to have a lot of great people in there.
Like what? Like who are you talking about? Bowie, Prince?
Bowie and Prince, George Michael. Two of the guys from Emerson, Lake & Palmer died.
Oh my God,
so
yes.
The show actually opens up with an Emerson, Lake & Palmer song. It's pretty damn cool.
Yes.
Yeah, you do not want to miss this show. Go to ticketfly.com.
Glenn Frey, he died.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's some Eagles.
There's an Eagle tune in there.
And some Smuggler's Blues, some Glenn Frey's original.
Oh, we got. Who else is an Eagles coming? We got Don Henley coming. We got Joe Walsh.
Oh, my God. It's going to be nuts.
David Bowie's coming back from heaven to hang out with us.
I heard that, but I didn't know if that was true or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, him and Richard, David and Richard Pryor are coming together.
Awesome. They're all going to be there.
Yeah, they're carpooling. They're heaven pulling.
Yeah. They're coming with Sam Kinison.
They're coming with Sam Kinison.
Yeah, yeah.
You do not want to miss this. Thank you, Stephen Adler and Jeff Bilson, for coming in and hanging out with us.
Thank you, guys. We love you all very much.
James Bergener.
Thank you for doing the Lord's work with the MS Benefit Concert and Award Show. Ticketfly.com.
And remember,
Sweet Jameson Bergener.
Hold on. One last time.
Sweet James Bergener.
At the Grove. 29, 7 o'clock, Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. Sweet Jameson Bergener.
This has left me with questions. Number one, what the hell am I doing here, and why do I love it so much?
Let me smell what you've been drinking.
Because you like monkey scrotum.
Holy crap. That's why you love it. Smell this on the ring. Go, holy crap. What time is it? It's time to drink. It's
any
after
issues,
nine.
Call Sweet James Bergener. Dog bites you on the balls, right?
Monkey scrotum.
If a monkey bites your scrotum.
I have more cases than you'd think of that. I really do.
There's more than dog balls bite.
Wow. 800-881-2021.
Look at that.
Or sweetjames.com, and you can learn all about them there. We love it.
All right. Right now, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Yes,
be safe.
You guys
happy
too.
Do Uber, Day. Do Lyft, do designated driver, do whatever
especially
you
got to
do.
Especially you.
Especially me.
You're gone.
Yeah, I am wasted. So thank you so much for listening to the show today. We have to apologize to those of you that we may have offended and get the hell out of
if
here.
If we offended you, tough cookie. Don't listen. Oh. If this offended you, you better not watch my new reality show that's coming out.
Well, thank you to Leave the Leprechaun for showing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the leprechaun is so drunk, he's naked. There's nothing like a naked, drunk leprechaun.
Oh, you kissed him. I'll start taking it off right now.
I kissed him. He's naked.
I'll show you the magical.
I love them.
They're magically delicious.
Let me see your
shillelagh. I'll show you my shillelagh.
Do you strip as well?
Oh, yes.
Here we go. On the table.
Show me those lucky charms.
We're going to have a leprechaun stripping.
Yes. Oh, wow. Cue the music. As, no.
Cue the music. This is the music.
Green clovers, blue diamonds.
Oh my God.
It's
for real.
Oh my God.
I gotta take my money out. Where's my money?
It's raining dollar bills. Yes, here we go. That is one sexy little guy.
All I can see is Shamrock.
Holy crap, look at the size of his rig.
His rig's bigger than his arm.
Oh my God, that's why I got that belt on. Hold that rig in.
All right, let's apologize to those we've offended and pass it over to Marcy. Hello, Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
You done any shots yet?
Hi, Sammy.
I'm going to come in there and do some shots with you later, okay, sweetheart?
Bow Wow, Bill Burr, Ed in the Valley, and Lesbians in Heaven.
Jimmy Kimmel, Anti-Warbucks, Black Bulls, and Sir Mingo.
Kittens, Hipster Spiders, Jordan, and Tam O'Shanter.
Cracker Jacks, George Clooney, The Patriots, and DJ Mixmaster Mike.
Tank Farm 2000, Marion Thomas Griffin, Sweet Jameson Bergener, and Leif the Leprechaun.
Stephen Adler, Jeff Pilsen, St. Patrick, and the Irish. You really have to listen to the whole show.
And you can all fornicate under consent of the Kansas.
I'm trying to add five of you.
Wow.